Are you instructing your players not to hit like that? Or?
Yeah, you know, we're in a live situation, too, so I understand the competitiveness of the drill, but we've I've tried to get the message across, too, sometimes. We just protect each other. Try not to go low if you can't. You know, it's reactionary stuff. You can't fault the players for trying to make plays. Well, right now with Zach, him and Marcus are both being evaluated for head injuries. You know, right now upper body, just being evaluated. So I'll have more for you probably later today. Mike Martin has a left knee sprain. He left practice, and then Matthew, same thing, left knee being evaluated. So we'll know more after.
Did Ryan Matthews leave early too?
I don't think so. He just was on a limited basis today. I wasn't aware if he went in or not, but if he did, it was just limited and just keep the treatment going.
Caleb Jones, undrafted free agent out here trying to make the roster, a guy making plays all over the field here. Had 23 missed tackles last season, able to show some separation. Did you notice those characteristics?
A little bit. For a young guy, he's doing really well. You know, big, tall target, got some good speed and good length and has the occasional drop from time to time. But those are all things that young players go through. And obviously, the volume of information that we throw at him, also can play a part in what he's doing. But, yeah, he's really, really off to a good start. Look forward to watching him play in these games.
And at secondary, can you just assess the cornerback depth and with guys like Eric Rowe and some of the safeties that can play? Jalen Mills, they played cornerback and free safety in college. Will those guys have defined roles? Will they be specifically cornerback and free safety?
Yeah, right now you're seeing a lot of rotations out there. Something Coach Schwartz and I talked about, getting many players kind of exposed to different positions on defense. You know, once we get into the regular season, we'll be a little more sort of role specific. You know, so right now, all those guys are getting opportunities at a bunch of spots.
Coach, how do you balance between you want to hit, you want to simulate what these guys may see, and you've got a lot of guys get banged up. How do you kind of balance that and weigh that?
I just know this: football is a contact sport. This is going to happen. It's going to happen, and whether it happens today or what happens Thursday night, it's part of the game. And I'm a big believer. You never shy away from contact. You got to have contact. Again, it's a contact sport, and you just keep training the guys. You keep talking to them about protection, and every drill doesn't have to be live, but at the same time, we can still, be in position to make tackles and form fit and run game offensive linemen. We stay up and we learn to do it that way, and it becomes assignment football. But, again, it's part of the game, and we'll continue to, obviously monitor the guys, but at the same time won't shy away from the contact. No, I can't. If you second guess, you get beat.
Coach, you spoke very highly of Wendell Smallwood. How important is this time that he's missing? I don't know if you want to see what he was like with the pads on.
Yeah, it's tough for a young player and for us as coaches to get that true evaluation. But we know who he is, what he is. We saw a lot this spring, the first couple of days of camp, have a good idea. Right now it's a matter of him just getting healthy and getting back on the field and get him caught up. But, what we're doing, doesn't change much from day to day offensively. So when he does come back, it's just a matter of, trusting himself and getting him coached up. It's day to day. It's day to day. Those are two guys that are valuable part and pieces of this football team, and we'll continue to monitor both of them. But both of them are on track, and we'll just we'll monitor it day to day.
Coach, any reason why Carson Wentz is wearing a camera on his helmet and the other two quarterbacks aren't? Is there any sports tech behind that?
No. We if you notice too, we do it every day. We put cameras on several guys offensively and defensively, and just wanted to put it back on him today. And it's just something we just keep looking at the film, and it's nothing that we're using right now. It's just something we're as a staff, just seeing if it's beneficial to the players, beneficial to us as an offense or defense.
Any schedule for your quarterbacks this Thursday night? What's your schedule for your quarterback rotation?
Yeah, it's typical in the first game. You try to get them all in the game, but I don't have the exact timetable as to how long and how many reps each one will get.
Thank you. You talked about giving two sports autonomy, which is defense. obviously in the field, put up the meeting rooms and the building. Do you spend any time in those defensive meetings, or do you generally just stay on the offense?
Most of my time is spent on the offense and getting the guys coached up there. But Jim and I will sit down from time to time and just talk and see where everybody's at. Plus, I'm evaluating the tape, so I get to ask questions and find out more about players and stay in tune with everything that's going on. And right now it's a fine line because we're also trying to get everything executed on offense as well, and so the bulk of my time is still on the offense. He's good. He's good. Again, he's another one that's day to day. It was good to see him and Ryan both out here, get some individual work, some group install stuff, and we'll just kind of keep progressing with both of those guys.
Ryan Matthews specifically, is it nice to get him out here, come back from ankle injury, only for a little bit, a short period of time, to get him back out here as your top running back, kind of getting him in the flow of this and that, right?
Yeah, it's valuable. Anytime you miss, especially the first part of camp when he hasn't had the exposure to pads yet, and to get him out here and run around, and it's good to see him put the ball in his hand a little bit, see how he was running around, and I thought he did a nice job when he was in there, and we'll just keep giving him more and more every day.
Coach, how do you feel about any more updated impressions of Carson Wentz from the last few days?
Not really. I think he's doing a nice job. He's on track. He's learning. Again, this is that time of camp where we've thrown so much at these young players and all the players that, the volume of information usually catches up to players, to quarterbacks in specific, but he's done a nice job with it. And he's learned to kind of categorize everything and keep things relatively simple.
Better job than AD might have thought.
Yeah, for a young quarterback, he came to us very knowledgeable of the game, knowing our system. The offseason was beneficial because this is a repeat of the spring. We're not putting new plays in or anything. This is just a repeat of what we did this spring.
Coach, any surprises in camp this year for you? Undrafted free agent, somebody step up?
Well, I look at, he's not an undrafted free agent, but Trey Burton has had a nice camp, so far. And I think Paul Turner's been a kid that has showed up a little bit on offense. Even defensively, Destiny's done a nice job, and the D line position. So there's some young guys that are giving themselves an opportunity to potentially make the roster. He was not out here today. Again, he was the ankle. Again, just monitoring him, and just want to keep him coming so he's ready for the regular season. Yeah, we're exposing ourselves to a lot of different things right now in that regard. I think you're going to see that in the preseason. Teams trying to kick it higher, try to land it more on the goal line, and try to cover and keep teams inside the 20. It'll be interesting, again, with sort of the trial and error through training camp, just how this thing's going to play out going into the regular season.
Two more questions, please.
Yeah, normally they're just used to kicking the ball deep in the end zone, but they both have really worked hard, this spring, obviously in camp, to try to land that ball a little bit shorter. But the key is also keeping it high, for the hang time and off of a small tee. Sometimes it can be taxing, but they've both done a good job.
Coach, how do you feel about your wide receiver core after this first week of practice? Who's standing out amongst the guys in the receivers?
Yeah, it's a good group. It's a group that. Really prides themselves on making plays and doing the right thing. And Reuben Randall is a guy that's kind of stood out right now. Jordan Matthews goes without saying. I mean, he's a player that works extremely hard. He's obviously the first one in the building and the last one to leave. And he's just a sponge. He wants to soak everything up. Chris Givens, Paul Turner. I mean, you can go down the line. Every one of them has had days where they've made plays. And you just never know who's going to show up on any given day. But as a group, they've done a really good job.
Good. Thanks.
Excuse me?
Like you have a good deep threat?
I do. I think there's some guys that can stretch the field, but I also think that you do it by scheme. It doesn't always have to be just the fastest guy down the field. And these guys have really embraced, what we're teaching. Thanks, guys.